Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. Nicholas is now a tropical depression that continues to dump a lot of rain on Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The system is no longer a factor for Texas for today. Our forecast, partly cloudy and breezy, expected high 88. It is Wednesday, September 15th, days after promising to help fight the state's new abortion law. The Justice Department is asking the courts to block enforcement of the law. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the update.
In a move to keep the six-week heartbeat ban from being enforced in Texas, the Justice Department filed a request late last night for an injunction or a temporary restraining order against the law. This comes after it filed a lawsuit asking for the law to be declared invalid, after which Governor Abbott said he's still confident SB 8 will hold up in court. Planned Parenthood is praising the Justice Department's latest attempt to block the law, which bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually around 6 weeks before most women know they're pregnant. In the request, the Justice Department writes that abortion clinics in other states like Oklahoma and Kansas are being overwhelmed by women from Texas trying to get abortions. It goes on to say that the ban is unconstitutional. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And Texas has joined nearly two dozen other states in threatening Congress with a lawsuit if it approves a federal Voting Rights Act. KRLD's Stephen Pickering has the story.
The U.S. House has passed the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, but the Senate has not. The bill would block some states from making changes to their voting laws or election policies without first getting approval from the U.S. Department of Justice. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton signed a letter to the leaders of the House and Senate saying the bill would undermine the integrity of the state's elections. He's joining with 22 other Republican attorneys general from other states to say they will sue if the bill should ever become law. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ellis County commissioners have approved a resolution opposing President Biden's vaccine mandates. Commissioners heard from people both for and against such mandates, including Lauren Ricks of Midlothian.
President Biden is overstepping his bounds of authority, and it's up to our local representatives to act as lesser magistrates and protect our rights to our bodily autonomy. And so I ask all of you to please vote for this resolution.
Ellis County Judge Todd Little calls the vaccine mandates unconstitutional and un-American. In an effort to slow the spread of COVID, the president is requiring COVID vaccines for all federal workers and contractors and people working in Medicaid and Medicare-funded health care facilities. There are currently more than 3,500 people hospitalized across North Texas with COVID, and pediatric beds remain very scarce. Dallas County reported more than 3,800 new COVID cases yesterday. That's a three-day total. And Tarrant County reported more than 1,600 new cases Tuesday alone. Statewide, more than 23,000 new cases reported. The Delta variant, now the prominent form of COVID-19 in Texas, and it's making herd immunity harder to achieve, according to health officials. Steve Miff is the CEO of the Parkland Center for Clinical Innovation. He says Delta put the state farther back from the goal and move the goal line.
The latest estimates are that we are at about 76 for herd immunity, and the latest estimates are that we need to get into the mid to upper 90s to start to see any impact.
He says one thing that will help tremendously is when children under 12 get approved for the vaccine. MIF says with so many unvaccinated children getting the virus, this will go a long way in easing the spike in new cases. More than 600,000 people have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine in North Texas in the past 3 months. The Dallas Regional Chamber launched a campaign in June to help business owners convince their employees to get the shot. Latasha Heron-Bruff with the chamber says they just surpassed their goal.
We were trying to get to 600,000 vaccinations by the end of the summer. And we got to 660,061, which is amazing. So that's individuals 16 and older across four counties.
That chamber campaign included a sweepstakes with drawings for prizes like tickets to sporting events and round-trip airfares. The lawyer who filed a federal lawsuit against the Allen schools because of a lack of COVID safety policies says there's been retaliation against parents who choose to not send their kids to school. Marty Serkeel says the school district is now taking the children to truancy court. Serkeel says there are a couple of issues that must be settled with a temporary restraining order.
The big issue, the masks, and particularly our concerns for children in elementary schools who can't get vaccines. But more important is what I call rules of engagement. You know, what do we all do now while we're waiting for the judge to decide?
That suit filed last week says the Allen School District has no policy at all. The district says it's following the governor's executive order and will not comment any further. A Dallas County jury will have to decide between expert witnesses in the murder trial of a DeSoto man. A defense attorney says 24-year-old Robert Dixon was insane when he killed his stepmother and wounded his father. Both sides are presenting expert testimony. The defense called psychiatrist Dr. Lisa Clayton, who says Dixon suffers from schizophrenia and hears voices.
It's a voice that's as real to them as if they're hearing as what you hear when you hear a voice.
Prosecutors say Dixon knew the difference between right and wrong when he opened fire in 2015. Police say Dixon used blood to paint upside-down crosses on the window blinds before they arrived on the scene. In Fort Worth, police investigating a deadly hit-and-run happened around 10:30 last night at the intersection of Berry Street and Riverside Drive. A woman police say often walks in the area was hit by a truck. She died at the scene. The search for the driver continues. Plenty of unique concoctions will make their debut at this year's State Fair of Texas. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Half the fun of taking in the State Fair of Texas is all that food, glorious food. And there will be several new food items available when the State Fair opens 9 days from now. For example, you can indulge in the Big Tex Bowl. It's a three cheese sauce combined with noodles, topped with smoked brisket, cheddar cheese, fried onions, chives, applewood smoked bacon, candied jalapenos, and a barbecue cream sauce. Or perhaps you might prefer the Dallas Hot Bird Dog, a smoked turkey frank dunked in batter and deep fried, smothered with mac and cheese and topped with fried jalapenos and drizzled with Cholula hot sauce. You can see the complete list of all the new food items on our website, KRLD.com. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In sports, the Rangers bounce back from Monday night's thrashing by Houston with a rout of their own. Texas beat the Astros last night 8-1. Adolis Garcia hit his 30th home run of the year to tie Pete Incaviglia's club record for homers by a rookie. The Rangers and Astros will continue the series tonight at 7:05.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.